USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Fallout continues after President Trump's recent photo op with a Bible outside of a church near the White House amid protests because of George Floyd's death. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says he regrets taking part in that. He says in a pre-recorded video commencement address to the National Defense University that he should never have been there.
My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. It was a mistake.
Police used pepper spray and rubber bullets to clear protesters out of the way before the president and his entourage walked to the church. The Republican National Convention is reportedly going to be held largely in Jacksonville, Florida. Reports are that's the decision after the North Carolina governor refused to say that there wouldn't be restrictions on the event if it was held as planned in Charlotte. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The White House is playing down concerns about coronavirus spikes in over a dozen states since Memorial Day. During a briefing yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said there are no plans to call for a slowing of state reopenings. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a resolution against defunding police departments. The Republican resolution calls for justice for George Floyd, but also puts the Senate on record as being against defunding police departments. Schumer says the resolution is just rhetoric and that Americans want to, quote, see real action in response to George Floyd's death. Another police reality show is being pulled off the air. A&E has canceled Live PD a day after Cops got pulled. The network says there's no path forward for the hit shows the way it is now amid all the protests about police brutality. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
There may be a break in a missing persons case involving a well-known apocalyptic author. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Prosecutors and family members identified human remains found at an Idaho home where a man was arrested on Tuesday as two children who've been missing since September. The remains of Tylee Ryan, 17, and Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, were identified after investigators with warrants searched the Rexburg, Idaho property of their stepfather, apocalyptic doomsday author Chad Daybell. Daybell was charged and is being held on $1 million bail with two counts of felony destruction and concealment of evidence. Daybell's wife, the children's mother, Lori Vallow, has been held on a $1 million bail since her arrest in March. She was charged with child abandonment and obstruction of justice.
The internet is buzzing about photos of a massive beehive in Tennessee. Crews had to remove around 40,000 bees from the hive in the historic home, and the hive is believed to have been there for over 50 years. Crews used a heat map to spot the bees, and at first thought that they'd be removing only 8 feet of comb, but it turns out it was a 30-foot comb. All of the bees, including the queen, were safely taken to a local farm. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.